This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. We learned a lot of lessons on the farm, didn't we? So many things that our folks taught us that we've carried all through life. One of those was how to care for equipment. And that's a tradition still being handed down today, with the costs of farming being what they are. Many growers are handing down that wisdom of carefully maintaining that equipment, and that includes the lubrication of the equipment with Mystic Lubricants to keep the machines working harder for longer, season after season. The Mystic products, like their legendary JT6 grease, are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition of getting the work done and caring for the equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer at mysticlubes.com. Let me spell it for you. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. It seems we can't stop texting behind the wheel, even when we are hauling our most precious cargo. The report comes from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing that shows half of all parents use their cell phones while driving with young children in the car. About a third of parents reported reading text messages, one in four sent text messages, and one in seven used social media over the last 3 months while driving children in the age range of 4 to 10 in the moving vehicle. What will it take? It's a new Detroit these days. Had you heard? You know, it was 5 years ago yesterday that Michigan's largest city filed for bankruptcy. And today, there are new street lights glowing every night across broad swaths of Detroit. Renovation is spreading through the area and proving to be a magnet for big money. Restaurants, bars, retail, housing, all springing up anew. An estimated 10,000 new housing units are planned or under construction in Detroit. And the automakers continue to deliver profits thanks to a growing national economy. General Motors is an acknowledged leader in the development of self-driving vehicles. Ford Motor Company announced plans a few weeks ago to overhaul that 105-year-old Michigan Central Depot in Detroit. They'll use that to anchor a campus devoted to mobility, autonomy, and electrification of cars. Yes, Detroit, while not yet unshackled of all its problems, appears to have risen from the dead. From This Week in Agribusiness, my friends who farm for a living, who feed cattle, produce hogs or chickens for a living, know the utmost importance of animal care, the proper care of those animals in a humane way. They are as shocked as the rest of us when they learn of animals not being cared for. The sheriff of Jackson County, Kansas, says a dozen horses were removed from a farm after it was determined those animals weren't getting proper care. They weren't being given enough water on the hot days of summer. By the way, did you know a horse will drink up to 10 gallons of water a day? A cow might drink up to 30. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.